miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
You and I both say a lot on this show.
We do. We do talk a lot of stuff.
And a lot of the time as well, and we love our listeners, because without you guys, we don't have a show and we don't have as much fun as we do.
Yeah, exactly.
When you call us on 13, 12, 16, when you interact with us on Facebook, and when you listen to every little detail we say. Because a lot of the time, Claire, we go out, people will come to us and say, hey, do you remember when you spoke about this? And they tell us a story. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes
we
don't remember what we say.
Except in this instance that you're about to talk about, you have said this. I have to stand up and say that you have said this numerous times. This isn't one of those once-off, oh, spur of the moment, didn't remember I said that.
I'm a natural athlete.
That's what you say all the time. You're a natural athlete. Every time you do lie, lie, and you're talking about some sort of, I don't know, exercise you've done, or whenever you talk about when you go for a run or something, you're always saying that you're a natural athlete. And someone's called you out on it.
They have, because I actually said, and I don't think I did, but apparently
well,
I did, that you could challenge me at any sport and I'll do it.
So, you have been challenged.
I have been challenged. Ned, good friend of the show, Ned.
Yeah.
He was also on an R&B party parade float back when the centenary was on in our parade. He had a killer mullet. That's how he made his way onto the
nice
float. Ned's like, Dane, I challenge you to a sport. And I was like, okay. And I said to you, this is just on Facebook. And you said, I challenge you to a sport. And I said to you, look, this is okay as long as it's not boxing, because that's one thing I won't do. I just won't box. Like, I'll play.
Why won't you box?
Just not for me. And not keen on getting hit in the head on purpose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
If you want to do that for a sport, great. And I admire people that do.
I don't think it's always in the head on purpose kind of stuff.
That's where you get the most points.
Okay.
So I said, anything but boxing. And luckily Ned said, I challenge you to water skiing.
Okay.
For the weekend, I think about it, the long weekend.
Have you ever been water skiing?
I've been wakeboarding before, not water skiing.
Okay.
So I can wakeboard. Told you, natural athlete.
Can you wakeboard, or you've just done it once?
No, I've done it once.
Okay.
But I've also snowboarded and I've skateboarded before, and that's all sort of similar.
How did you go snowboarding?
Yeah, I can snowboard. I can actually snowboard.
You can stand up and keep going?
I do black runs.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So, Ned, the only thing with this challenge is I don't have a boat. I don't have skis. We've got a lake, Lake Wyangan. Not
yes.
Mine, but it's everyone's.
Yeah, no, you don't have a lake in your backyard.
Ned, if you're willing to provide skis and a boat, we will find a time to go out. I accept your challenge.
Okay.
Natural athlete Dane will go water skiing, and I think I'll be good at it.
This could be interesting. This could be very interesting.
Do you know how earlier I just said I've been thinking about it all on weekend?
Yeah.
I literally just thought about 3 minutes ago.
Oh,
and I'm like, you know what? What's there to lose? I fall over. Big deal.
Eat a whole heap of water.
Big deal.
Sure. Okay.
Australian Survivor, 7:30 on Win. It's nitty gritty now, Claire. We're down to the final five after Ziggy got eliminated last night, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Ziggy.
Morning, Ziggy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you feeling after all of this?
Yeah, all right. Devastated that I, you know, could no longer win $500,000. But no, overall, pretty happy and pretty proud of myself as well.
Now, you were ultimately just too big a threat, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they know about your past before they voted you out?
Your past as being a former Olympian.
Well, yeah.
Not anything else in your past.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what are these things? Yeah, they did. I went into the game not wanting to reveal that, but one of the contestants actually recognised me from the Olympics. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was spoiled. But yeah, they did know about my Olympic history, yeah.
Now, you won two immunity idols, two individual immunity. Lockie's now won 3 in a row.
Yeah. Wow.
If he loses tonight, is it safe to say he's definitely gone next?
Yeah, well, I know we have been trying to get him out for a while now and he just keeps winning. So you'd think so, but, you know, Survivor is a crazy game with twists and turns and all that, so you actually don't really know either. And it's amazing how people can kind of talk their way out of things. So you'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, Lockie has won 3 in a row. So can he win a 4th? That is the question.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very big question. And, like, to me, I feel like if he wins another immunity challenge, he could very well get to the end. But in the jury, I don't think I'd vote for him, because in terms of gameplay, he's just strong in challenges. Well, in terms of gameplay, he hasn't really done anything, do you think, Ziggy? Like, for me, Jericho has played a better game than Lockie.
Yeah, well, that's the thing you've got to take into consideration. Like, now I'm in the jury, I'll have to decide who to vote for. And everyone votes based on different reasons. Some people hold a grudge. So, you know, if people kick you out, then they don't want to vote for them. Like, it just depends. But, yeah, I've got a lot of thinking to do who I'm going to vote for.
Have you got an idea of how you're going to be voting at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely voting for the person who's played the game of Survivor.
Jericho.
You know?
Okay.
He's kind of ticked all the boxes. So, yeah, I mean, there's still a few more days to go. People might pull out some late moves or, I don't know. I think hats off to Lockie, who has won 3 in a row. Like, that's a massive achievement. So I'll be taking that into consideration as well. Yeah, there's just so much to take in, yeah.
And I was going to say, I think as well, you need to think of the way Michelle's played the game, even though she's sort of floated.
Yeah.
The way she's protected herself at tribal councils is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The
she's
way she
fighter.
Speaks. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, Michelle's a bit of a dark horse, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. It continues 7:30 tonight on Win Ziggy. First of all, congratulations on being an Olympian, and unfortunately you're no good at... you were okay at surviving. At least you made the jury.
Thanks, guys. Sixth place isn't that bad.
No, it's pretty good.
It's pretty
no medals for
pretty
six,
good.
Though, Ziggy.
Thanks, guys.